variation in the stellar initial mass function from the chromospheric activity of M dwarfs in early type galaxies, by Peter van Dokkum et al. Mass measurements and absorption line studies indicate that the stellar initial mass function IMF is bottom-heavy in the central regions of many early-type galaxies, with an excess of low-mass stars compared to the IMF of the Milky Way. Here we test this hypothesis using a method that is independent of previous techniques. Low-mass stars have strong chromospheric activity characterized by non-thermal emission at short wavelengths. Approximately half of the UV flux of M dwarfs is contained in the lambda 1215.7 Li alpha line, and we show that the total Li alpha emission of an early type galaxy is a sensitive probe of the IMF with a factor of approximate light year 2 flux variation in response to plausible variations in the number of low mass stars. We use the cosmic origins spectrograph on the Hubble Space Telescope to measure the Li alpha line in the centers of the massive early type galaxies NGC 1407 and NGC 2695. We detect Li alpha emission in both galaxies and demonstrate that it originates in stars. We find that the Li alpha to I band flux ratio is a factor of 2.0 PM 0.4 higher in NGC 1407 than in NGC 2695, in agreement with the difference in their IMFs as previously determined from gravity-sensitive optical absorption lines. Although a larger sample of galaxies is required for definitive answers, these initial results support the hypothesis that the IMF is not universal but varies with environment. This was variation in the stellar initial mass function from the chromospheric activity of M dwarfs in early type galaxies, by Peter van Dokkum et al.